Welcome to the next episode of Podcats, where a group of students talk about the upcoming events during Black History Month. Podcats, bringing the eye to your ear.
My name is Armand Mohammed, class of 2018.
I'm Roe Morgan, class of 2018.
All right, so you guys are here to talk about Black History Month and the various activities we have planned for the school. So what are some of those activities that are upcoming in the month of February?
So first we plan to have an assembly Friday, the 9th of February. In the Sullivan Gym, we'll have a guest speaker. It'll be an all-school event.
Another event we have during the month of February is where we have a bunch of speakers. It's called the History Makers. And we've picked about 5 to 6 different types of speakers who can talk to students. And we've incorporated bringing youth from different types of grade schools into campus to hear from these different people. We have a variety of different, subjects. So we have like a vocalist, Mr. Reggie Kelly, Dr. Tamika Robinson, who is a director of forensics at Hofstra University.
All right.
And last but not least, we're going to have a soul food tasting issue, so which will be a soul food tasting. It'll be a sample of one of African-American cultural foods, Green Dynamo, on the Orange Media.
Awesome. So that's a lot going on. So what are you guys most looking forward to with all these activities planned?
Me personally, probably the lunchtime involvement. So we have a different amount of activities that we plan to do during the People's Free period, such as line dancing, African ensemble, and different things to incorporate the students into Black History.
Well, I can't wait till we start selling these t-shirts, hopefully sometime this week, where we can sell our short sleeve shirts from this previous year. And from this year, we can sell our shirts for $20 each, their long sleeve.
Probably my favorite thing would be on Fridays, we'll play play music, basketball, a lot of afternoon culture, rap, hip hop, a lot of that throughout the periods, and I think that'll be nice, enjoyable walk here in
this class. Awesome. So, obviously, Black History Month plays an important role in society today. But why do you believe that Black History Month is as important as it is?
Well, I think it's important to celebrate Black History Month because there's a lot of culture here. And this is a month to celebrate that culture, and I think it's vital to understand other people's cultures and other people's ideas and arts. So that's something that's going to be very important.
For me, I think Black History Month is very important because it makes us all think about our history and not just our culture, but cultures in general. They can relate to them, to their history, and I think it's just good for youth because sometimes they're not aware of their past, so it just helps to educate them more.
I always think it's important for us to revisit our history, keep a memory that what we're doing is, what we've done in this country has always been important, it's always been needed.
For sure. Yeah. So what values do you hope that these celebrations are going to bring out of our Ignatius community? And what do you want the main takeaways to be in our Ignatius society, especially the non-African-American members of the school?
I think something that we want for everyone to have is more of an understanding of their fellow classmates. One thing we may not know anything about, maybe we'll have more understanding of and more appreciation of someone else's culture.
I hope to bring out a creative side once we bring in our essay contest. It's where we read about the Magnificent Seven. There were people that I went to school in the South that faced very hard times. So we'll have an essay contest about that with a cash prize.
As an MSU student, we always talk about promoting diversity. I think Black History Month will do that, where it will, I guess, allow other students to learn about Black History Month, and they'll be able to, like David said, have a better understanding, and that'll make all the students in the school gel more as a community.
And so finally, what has your experience been? And what has your experience been as an African-American at this school, whether that be a positive or negative? And how has that impacted what Black History Month means to you as an individual?
It's allowed me to have a more, because it's allowed me to more, connect with not only people who are like me, but other people who aren't like me. And it's allowed me to kind of further express myself, and to
kind of
get more involved in school.
I think it's changing my view of the world, because I came from what I would think is the opposite of Ignatius, where it was only kids that looked like myself. So at this school, I can see a complete diverse background of what it's probably going to be like living in the world here.
For me, I'll say that being an African-American student, there's not a majority of us, so I like showing my culture and what I believe to the different students around the campus, and I think showing them who I am has helped me grow into a better person.
Awesome. And then you spoke about an essay contest. So do you know the prompts for that yet? Or
The prompt is going to be based upon the readings of the Magnificent Seven. Sorry, so we'll do a reaction of what we think.
So any last words you guys want to add, Mr. Sanders? Feel free to chime in too.
I'd like to say I hope everyone gets involved in all the activities we have planned this month. We have some new ones and some old ones, so I hope all the students enjoy.
Excited to see students raise their overall cultural awareness and looking at the Black experience in America, as well as to take on from a social justice aspect to look at your own privilege and see what you can do within your privilege to increase the achievement. For students to look into their privilege and see what they can do in terms of using their privilege to advance those who have been disassociated by the American system.
Like Mr. Sanders said, I really like for the awareness just to come into a realization. I really like that happening.
Yeah. Awesome.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Podcats. For more episodes, visit www.stignatiusi.org. And for updates concerning future episodes, be sure to follow @SIHSEYE on Twitter. Thanks again.